Hi, my name is Darren Dom, and I am a software engineering manager in Microsoft IT.
Hi, my name is Narendra Parmar, and I'm an information security manager in Microsoft IT, Information Security and Risk Management. We call it ISRM.
Narendra and I are here to talk about how we are working to ensure our apps and services are secure while we're moving towards faster and more frequent delivery. Within Microsoft IT, we are embracing continuous delivery processes and a DevOps culture. We need more automation and less bureaucracy in all of our engineering processes, including security and privacy, to keep up with the ever-increasing pace of our business.
Across the industry, we have seen development teams engage with security team too late in their process, and this problem becomes worse with DevOps when teams move from waterfall to agile with DevOps.
In the past, we had a security process that was tied to every production release. This involved filling in a form in a website and getting approval for that release from ISRM. Often a code or architecture review would be required, and specific issues found by ISRM would need to be fixed before the release could happen, or we'd have to plan remediations that sometimes would have to be acted on in a future release. As we began a new program called Consumer Sales Experience, or CSX, we wanted to have the ability to release to production as frequently as daily. So the security review process that was set up previously was fine. We could do it once a quarter or once a month, but looking at releasing on a daily cadence, this was something that we would definitely need to find ways to change. And Narendra actually came up with a really great new approach to solve this problem.
Right. And across the industry, what we have seen is that development teams wait until too late in their software development, or they engage with the teams before their production deployment. What it creates is that security teams don't get sufficient time to perform the assessment, or let's say if they get a time to perform the assessment and they find issues and they ask development team to fix those issues, what happens, teams cannot fix those before their production deployment, and that creates a lot of problem for the teams as well as for the security organization. So security says you have to fix it, while development team says no, we cannot fix it. And they agree on some risk acceptance. What it creates a bad experience between the development team and security organization. And they have that cop kind of culture. Instead of being a partner, they see each other as more like enemies on a security organization. So now think about that in perspective of the DevOps model. In DevOps, where we have frequent releases, shorter releases, and much more faster deployment, if you apply the same model, what we used to do in an old waterfall-based development security review model, teams will be hold up for their releases every time they have to perform the security review. So what we have done is we have defined a set of activities. We call it strategic activities and tactical activities, defined as a strategic phase and the tactical phase, which we'll talk about later in this model. But what we want to say that this new model is going to help ISRM to be more agile while Microsoft IT adopts DevOps culture. It's more about a mindset change rather than just a process change. So we are going to enable teams with the right set of tools, right set of guidance to move security and risk management upstream, which is also ISRM goal to help teams to do better business and better security within IT. As you see on the slide about the strategic phase, we have a couple of activities: training, ROB participation, integration of security requirements, defined self-attestance activities, and threat modeling. Training, we do a training for processes and all the tools which are specified in a tactical phase. ROB participation is about engaging business about their business requirement and processes upfront, and so that ISRM can integrate security, which is the third activity about integrating security requirements along with the business requirements. Fourth activity is defining a self-attestation activities. This is where we work with the team to define what are the security activities they need to do as part of a strategic phase as well as a tactical phase. And the last activity we do is threat modeling. In threat modeling, we work with the team to define those security activities and run through the real hacking scenarios so that they can figure out what are the best security controls they should implement.
And when we went through this with CSX, it really helped build up the accountability of the software engineering team towards the security. Understanding that, or by being engaged early on, gave the team a great understanding of what they're responsible for in terms of understanding threats, and that we're going to be responsible for gaining the trust of the security team as we go forward.
And your team did an awesome job for threat modeling when we did the review. For the tactical side, we have three set of activities. We do SAST, DAST, and infrastructure scanning tool. SAST is more about static analysis tool, and DAST is dynamic analysis. In SAST and DAST, we use industry-leading tools from a Gartner recommendation as a Magic Quadrant. And SAST, we recommend teams to integrate with the build processes, and they see the bugs as they build their application. And they can choose to fix as part of their next build, or they can choose as part of the next sprint. For DAST, they can define the dynamic testing as part of their user stories. They can create user stories along with whatever they have in a sprint, and they can see how they can test those one user stories, or they can inherit user stories, or you can have all the user stories as part of the same testing. And third one is infrastructure scanning tool. ISRM scans all the servers, whether it's internet facing or intranet facing, and then see what are the missing patches, what are the missing configuration, and we use those and we tell teams to fix those as part of their regular sprint cadence.
We've been automating as much as we can from a quality perspective, and now these automated security tools fit really well into our test process so that we can test frequently and release more frequently, knowing that we're not breaking anything from a security perspective. And that brings us to the end of our solution. As we've described, the primary goals of the ISRM team is to lead the movement of security and risk management upstream in order to build accountability for security within the software engineering team. I can personally say it's been exciting to work with Narendra on this pilot, and I look forward to working with you to refine the process.
Thanks, Darren. It's been great working with you and your team as well, and I look forward to continuously evolving this process to move even faster in this new world. Thank you for joining me, and thank you to everyone who has watched this video. See you next time.